Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 618. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice, rainy, wet morning.
A little dreary here.
Mm-hmm.
It rained basically through the night.
Yeah, it did. We can hear it.
But on a positive note, it's not cold. It's kind of cool, but it's not cold.
Mm-hmm.
So at least it's not that like freezing rain or sleet or anything like that. Like I was outside before the show in just a t-shirt, and I wouldn't stay that way, but I wasn't cold.
Yeah. It says 53 degrees outside right now.
Yeah. And it doesn't move much. I think it's like a low of 53, high of 56. Like it's just going to hover here all day.
Yeah. Saying 58 right now, but you know, that fluctuates. It could hit 60 or stay down to 55.
Then go ahead and jump up to 80 if it wants.
Now tomorrow's going to be a high of 62. Now next weekend, it's in the 30s as of today, but that'll change.
Yeah. I don't love that though. I don't love that they think it might be down there.
Mm-hmm.
I know people are like, oh, we need a white Christmas. All that. Like, yeah, that's not going to happen. So let's just keep it warm, you know?
Yeah. What was it? A couple years ago, we had like a little bit of snow on Christmas, but it was gone by noon or something.
Yeah. But everybody got hype.
Yeah. I do think Christmas Day should be, it'd be nice to see snow just for one day. For that.
Like a real snow, like a can't travel anywhere snow.
Yeah. For Christmas.
Like 2-3 feet.
Yeah. But then your friends and family can't come over to open gifts. You can't go nowhere.
Yeah, I don't hate that part of it.
Right.
Like, you know, everybody now, it's so, and I don't really care what anybody does. It's very commercialized, though, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going and doing, and nobody's like at home anymore.
Right. Aren't you glad we don't work retail no more for this time of the year?
You know, though, this time of the year is busy as hell, but I like it. Mm-hmm. You know, I like the Black Fridays. I like the day after Christmas. It's like, I like those days. They're fun. Everything goes by so quick.
It does.
And if you nail it, it's like super smooth.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
I don't know.
We're talking about that at work because a couple of us worked in retail. We're talking about how like we don't miss us. I don't miss it, but I do miss it because the day goes by quick. You'll see people you haven't seen in a long time.
Days like, you know, days like Black Friday are so busy that you don't even have time to worry about anything.
Mm-mm.
You just do your job. You go on autopilot and you just get it done. So I don't dislike those days. The days that I really don't ever want to do again are the days where you have four customers and you're on a 12-hour shift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those, I don't miss those.
Yeah. I was talking about how, like, the one time when the military soldiers were gone here and everyone was slow. And then my district manager came up because he's like, oh, I got to see what's going on. And we're literally from the time we opened at 10 o'clock to the time he left at 5:30, we had one person walk in the door. And I was just someone from down at the other end of the mall.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I remember it like that. And those days I don't miss that. Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Ever again.
He had all four managers, me, Jamie, Josh, and Dave. David, all of us were there. And he was
just hanging out.
Yeah, he was like, well, I want everybody there. And so we're all there, just sitting there, standing there, doing nothing. We go to lunch at the deli. He talks to the deli. He's like, yeah, the only people who come in are just people working the mall.
Yeah, it's such a long-ass day when it works out like that. I don't like that.
Yeah, then he was telling all of us we need to post on social media to come shopping and that. And Jamie was like, you going to pay me for that?
It's also a weird move, too. Like,
mm-hmm.
People know that you exist still. They're just not shopping at all.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be in the area that we live in, it's a military town. So it used to be that on the years, you know, they would deploy every other year. And so you would be up, down as they came back.
Yeah.
And so you would have like a monster year because you went up against the disappointing numbers from the year before.
Mm-hmm.
So like every retail place would be like last in the company, then first in the company, then last in the company, then first in the company.
Right. And then when they're last, it's always the manager's fault. And
yeah, which is weird. But that was just a product of the, you know, of the area that we're in. And it definitely, those off years were so slow.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so slow. I felt like a day would take, you know, a week. And so, I don't know. I like the busy time of the year, but I prefer not to go back to retail at all. But if I did, you know, this time of the year doesn't bother me so much.
I remember the one day it was so slow. Me and Josh were out front throwing the football, throwing a football to the guys over at Champs. Just all the way down. Because everyone was just dead. There was no one walking around.
Yeah. We used to, friend of the show, Marshall 205, used to run a store, a GameStop down the road from me. And he used to come over when it was real slow. And we would just do anything we could to pass the time. Where I would go to his store. We just take a bouncy ball out front and just whip that thing as hard as we could. Dan was there. We get the small bouncy balls and just throw them as hard as they could. And it would just ricochet all over the whole
store.
I mean, it was hitting everything. And we did that for hours. I mean, there was nothing to do.
Too bad y'all didn't have the kiosk where y'all can play games.
Oh, we did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Oh, yeah. And we crack it open and take the demo disc out and just put in whatever, just a used copy of whatever. I beat Smash Brothers at work on Wii.
Mm.
There's nothing to do.
Yeah.
You
can only clean so Mario much Kart and organize so much.
Yeah. The problem is, you know, everything was done and nobody came in. There was nobody even to mess stuff up.
Yeah.
And then because you're not selling anything, because no one's coming in, your shipments for the day you'd get like a 20-piece box to check in.
Mm-hmm. That's your you highlight, know, so right gets, there.
Yeah. So it gets there at 9:00. You're done at 9:15. You're like, well, okay.
Yep.
You know, now there's nothing left to do for the day. And so there were some slow ass days, and I don't miss that at all. I like a busy day now. I don't like a slow day.
I remember we got so slow in that store that our stock room, you remember how the stock room was. Everything was arm level for me and you. Like, it was so low to the ground. Like, we didn't have no stock. There was only one place that went higher up. That was that little clearance section on the right side that went a little higher, because that's where I kept all the bigger and smaller size shoes and clearance shoes. That was the only thing that was a little higher, but everything else was just arm length.
Now, you know, when you're busy, like this time of the year, you're getting in, you know, 8 boxes and you're getting 1,000 pieces. And so it does make it feel like there's not enough time in the day, but the day goes by quick.
Oh yeah.
And usually during this time of the year, you have hours too. So you actually have help for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's nice too. But yeah, retail is something else, and I don't miss it. I don't want to go back to it, but I do. There are parts of retail I like and there are parts I absolutely hate.
Oh, there's times that I thought about going back just to do it. Just work on the weekend just to get back out there.
The good doesn't outweigh the bad to me in retail. Like the things I dislike about retail, I dislike so much that I would not want to go back. Now, if I had to eat, I would go back, but it would take something catastrophic for me to go back to retail.
Yeah. Like the Billy over at Champs asked me if I wanted to come back for the holidays when I seen him a couple weeks ago. He said, "Hey, do you want to work?" And he said, "Just someone." And I was like, "Man," I said, "I would, but nah, like my weekend's off."
Yeah, he got spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Got spoiled with that time off. I'll jump into what I'm playing because it's a super short list.
Oh yeah, and it's a slow week on news too.
I only played one night. Man, I played two nights, baby. We played Expeditions one night, and then I did the holiday stuff for Astrobot.
Yeah, that's a news article I brought up too.
Yep. So I did that, completed that, and then played Expeditions one night, and that was it.
Mm. So you didn't pull nothing out to play?
No. I honestly fell asleep early almost every night, and yeah, I'm on that routine of like I'm off the routine of playing and on the routine of getting sleep. And so you just have to have a couple crappy days where you break that cycle and get back to where you're staying up and playing, but I just haven't done it.
Yeah,
I haven't had an urge to play anything, and I have had an urge to get good sleep.
Yeah, that's where I'm stuck right now. I've been playing Fallout 76. The new season dropped. I'm like level 38, 39 right now. They're on the season. they added a whole bunch of new stuff to do. So I've been trying to just work on that. And like I said, just trying to get you guys set up. Even if you guys do, I got a bunch of plans for everybody. Someone needs to drop. I would love for someone to come in so I can drop some of these plans off, because they weigh so much, and give some people some stuff.
I should see if I still have it. I don't think I think I'd have to re-download it.
Probably. And it's a massive download too. It's like probably 80, 90 gigs.
Oh, I'd have to delete some shit then.
Yeah, it's massive with all the updates on it. So I mainly played that, and because I haven't really figured out what else I want to, what's the next step. I did a couple of the easy games, you know, to get some trophies. Don't know if I want to do another story game, adventure game, just grab a shooter and play a shooter. There's a couple games I thought about playing. I need to go back and finish. There's a few I need to finish that I never went back, but just they're just so big. Like Assassin's Creed Origins, that game is so massive. I probably put like 50 hours into it. I'm only like 30% into the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what I'll do.
Start all the way over?
No, I'll pick up. I'll play. It's already too much in there.
Yeah, just figure it out.
Yeah. If I did jump into that, then I don't know what the wife is going to give me. I asked for a couple games for Christmas. We'll see. But I don't think she got me any games.
Fallout 76 doesn't have a PS5 version.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, but you should have the disc, though, because we all bought the disc, I thought, for like $1.
Yeah, I do. I guess I was looking at, they have the Gleaming Depth Deluxe version.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the regular.
You don't need the Gleaming Depth one. You're so far, because we haven't played in a couple years, you're so far behind on that. You'd go in there and get killed quick.
Did you have to buy it, though?
No, I didn't have
Gleaming
to buy
Depth?
It. No. You just get extra, yep, like all the bonus stuff you get with it, the power armors and skins and all that shit.
Yeah. It's like a giant write up about it, but it doesn't really.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it gives you everything. I don't know. Yeah, it's not installed on mine. I'll have to delete some stuff. I do want to jump back in there. I just haven't felt like playing anything. I'm work has been incredibly busy for some reason. So, you know, getting home kind of late, starting really early.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been trying to do the workout stuff, you know, at least daily, get something in there. And so it's like I work, do that, then shower. And by the time I'm like, I could just go to sleep.
Right.
And that's what happened. So did you play anything besides Fallout?
No, that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
Fallout 76.
Yeah, slow week.
Yeah, I played a couple hours. We'd been like doing stuff around the house. I've been trying to get ready, because if we move, trying to just organize some stuff. It was our anniversary.
Oh, sucks.
Yeah, it was our anniversary on Friday. So Friday we didn't do anything. I was at work pretty much all day Friday.
That's nice. Nice to take a day for you guys every now and then.
Mm-hmm. It was we actually got married on Friday the 13th, and it was Friday the 13th this year. So.
So it all lined up.
Yeah, so we was like, let's go do something. We would ate at the Black Horse, seen a couple of coworkers. We did a
couple cops.
Yeah, drove around and seen the lights and stopped and took a picture with us in front of the big Christmas tree downtown. Yeah. It was a nice night.
It's nice to just do something different every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Didn't do anything yesterday. Just sat around the house and just cleaned up, did laundry.
Yeah, unfortunately, I had to work a little bit yesterday, which I could have done without, to be honest.
Right. Right now,
it shakes out that way every now and then.
Now, with the month almost coming to end, are we? Have they talked to you about picking up Multiplayer Madness in January? Or
no, I haven't heard a word. Now, we all bought a VR game. You bought it, right?
I think so. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, the Green Hell.
Yeah.
So we all got that. And then Howard was urging everybody to get Gran Turismo for us to all play. And then he was looking for multiplayer games the other night as well.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody said anything, but I feel like we have things to play. But I haven't heard anybody really. I mean, he talked about looking for games, but he didn't say anything about when we would resume. You know, I assume it would have to be the first of the year.
Yeah.
But no, I haven't heard anything. We had to put the pause on it for those that haven't been listening for a while. We all get together and play kind of once a week, but we had to hit the pause button because of the holidays and everybody's work schedule and family schedule and life schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we still had one more week of Sea of Thieves.
Yeah.
We only did three.
Yeah, we just bailed like in the middle of that.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunate circumstances.
Yeah. I assume it'll get going again. I don't know.
Yeah, when mine jump back into VR playing.
Yeah, me too. Right before we had been playing, before we actually got that, well, even after we got Green Hell, we were playing, jump back in the Walkabout Mini Golf.
Mm.
And so we had played some of that, some of the new DLC holes they put up. They've put a ton of new stuff up since we played. So we bought some of those packs and started playing through that again.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that. I'm a big fan of that game.
Yeah, it's a good game. That was a good find for you.
Yeah, so I have
all of us. Even
you
know, Pat,
you
Man.
Play through it. You play through it once to get the balls, and you play through it again to get the putter, and so you can get two like real good playthroughs from each one. And when you get the putter, it's kind of a scavenger hunt. When you get the balls, it's kind of just looking around each hole to find it. And some of them are pretty complicated to find. I had to Google one. That's how hung up we were.
Oh, one of the new ones?
Yeah, he was so frustrated. He's like, just search to figure out where it's at because I'm done with this.
Oh, that was at that one that we're all looking, like all five of us, and Pat Man's girlfriend was helping us trying to find that brown one that was hidden.
I bet we looked for 30 minutes for this ball with the two of us.
Damn. And so was it in a good hiding place or you just overlooked it?
It was kind of dumb. It was exactly where we initially thought it was, but it was hidden in a way that you would have really had to search the area to find it. It was right where we went to. We were over there together goofing off in that area and didn't see it. You would have had to go around the backside, and we were both on the front side of a snowman. It was just dumb because we had been right there.
Is there a level in snow?
Yeah, there's a spy pack, and one of the levels is like all icy and full of penguins.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're neat. It's not inexpensive because I think the levels are like $3 a piece or something, and it starts to add up because there's so many of them. But there's a bunch of new levels. I think that one might be the laser layer. There's like a spy house one that we're doing. Or that we did. And I think we still have one or maybe two more spy levels. And then we bought the Wallace and Gromit pack because I like Wallace and Gromit. So we got in there. Mm-hmm. And that course is really cool too.
There's the icy layer.
Ice layer. Yeah. It's got penguins everywhere. The Mars Garden's the new one.
Around there's the 8-bit layer. 80 days.
Yeah. The Jules Verne stuff. We haven't done any of that yet. There's probably at least another 10, maybe even more levels we haven't done. They have a Jim Henson's Labyrinth level. They have a Mist level.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm glad to keep on doing stuff then. There's the
Mist Meow Wolf level. Yeah, there's the Mist one. Yeah, I am too. I think that game is they get it right. They pump out stuff in the right cadence. There's the Labyrinth. They get new levels out in the correct amount of time so people don't get bored with it. Yeah. So I'm excited to get back in there in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to get up in there. Ooh, Upside Down.
Oh yeah. I bet that one's a pain in the ass.
Oh yeah.
I mean, cool. The only reason I don't ever text you guys when we jump in there is because I just don't know that you want to have to jump in and buy stuff.
Yeah.
And everything we're playing now is paid.
Yeah, you know, me and Pat Man are cheap.
I know. That's why I don't even bother because y'all can't spend a dime.
All right, you want to get into some yeah, stuff?
Let's jump into news.
Because one of them could be pretty long. We wanted to make it. So the first, we'll start with the Game Awards came out, and the winners were announced, and Astro Bot won Game of the Year.
Yeah, kind of surprising.
Mm-hmm. And it had a couple other wins, too. It won Best Game Direction, Best Action-Adventure Game, Best Family Game.
Yeah, it did really, really well. Black Myth Wukong did really well. Bellatro did really well. Metaphor did really well.
Mm-hmm. Which is weird. The best ongoing game was Helldivers 2, which that was surprising. Is there a massive drop-off?
Yeah, it has had a massive drop-off, but I think it would be a shame not to... I mean, that game was all anyone talked about for 2 months. It would be a shame not to honor it some way.
Yeah. The VR game was Batman Arkham Shadows. Arkham Shadows.
Yeah, I'd like to play that, so... I can't comment, but I would like to play it.
And Helldivers, you got Best Multiplayer Game, too.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that, because I think that game was really everything for 2 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the only thing anyone talked about.
Yeah. The most anticipated game for next year is Grand Theft Auto 6, which that does not surprise me at all.
No, it was probably always going to be that. It's good to see Bellatro got a lot of love for an indie game.
Mm-hmm. And then with the Game Awards, they announced a bunch of stuff. Did you see any announcements? Did you watch the video? There's so much shit.
Yeah, I watched like a recap video. I didn't watch the Game Awards.
So they talked about The Witcher 4, or well, they showed The Witcher 4.
Everybody's extremely erect about that.
Yeah, because you're bringing on the TV show, the character from the TV show's in it.
It looks great, but everybody is very excited.
Yeah, that was good. Say Intergalactic was shown, Elden Ring spinoff.
The Intergalactic was for sure, you know, it's Naughty Dog, so it'll be excellent, but it was given the most Guardians of the Galaxy vibes.
Yeah, I'll just go down this way. Now there's the Elden Ring spinoff, Night Rain, Shadow of Colossus. Devs made a game, Project Robot. That looked pretty...
It's hot. Yeah, there's a lot going on in that trailer.
Mm-hmm. Borderlands 4, which a lot of people love that. Then this one was a surprise. Okami, a sequel, which a lot of people...
Yeah, I wonder if it's too long, if we're too far away from it.
Outer Worlds 2, Mafia of the Old Country, that looked pretty cool. This one looked really good, the Tales of the Shire.
Yeah.
So I liked, ooh, that looks interesting. Black Frost, The Long Dark 2, First Berserker... Last of Us Part 2 got announced for a remastered for the PC. Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth for PC. Thick as Thieves. Let's see, Slayer of the Spire 2. Where's that one? Is Hazel Light? Dave the Diver, the Jungle DLC. Which I didn't really show much. I just show you driving. They just showed Dave the Diver just on the boat.
I have no doubt it'll be good, but Dave the Diver is already so populated with content.
And just keep on doing it. Keep on dropping stuff every now and then if they can. Let's see, Project Century. Where's another one I'd like? There was a soccer game, Celestia. Power World, Faebreak. It will be out now. Killing Floor. Oh, this one. Midnight Murder Club. It was a multiplayer game. That looked pretty wicked. Helldivers 2 actually brings a new faction in, so there'll be three factions you can play.
Illuminati.
Mm-hmm. Den of Wolves. That one looked good. It's Payday, though. It looked very like Payday, but just polished up.
Mm-hmm.
Ninja Gaiden, which I know a lot of people love Ninja Gaiden. Oh, this one was pretty cool. The Cozy Car. Mm-hmm. Is that Sam? That looked good. Catley. That looked good, but like the graphics and everything. Don't know how play it's going to be on that one though. There's the little cat with the eyes. Steel Hunter. There was a new Virtua Fighter game coming from Sega. Turok, Origins, Warframe, Onimusha, The Way of the Sword. Onimusha's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Post Malone's massive new update, Hunt Shadow 1896. And he's the character right there. Let's see if there was that. Oh, Fortnite is in first person now. They're doing.
Haven't you been able to play in first person?
No. Mm-mm.
I thought you could switch back and forth for some reason.
I'm just skipping. Oh, this Lego Fortnite has added Odyssey. Where's one? There was another game that.
I see people on TikTok and Twitch still playing Lego Fortnite. You can do crazy things in that game.
I have a new update for Lego Fortnite coming to tell you.
Yeah, people have built mega structures, mega farms, mega compounds.
Yeah, this is a Game of Thrones King's Road. Everyone was talking like crazy, but it's only for mobile.
Yeah.
But it looked good.
Good old mobile.
All right. So if you go to the PlayStation blog or the website, they did this season's greeting thing, which I thought was pretty cool. They're doing like cards. So here's all the companies that make little cards, and you can go through and print out these cards and send them.
Yeah, the Astrobot one's super adorable.
Yeah. There's Aloy. They have a Dave the Diver one, which is Spider-Man from Remedy. I'm only going down to the Dave Dial. Stop with the Dave the Diver one because it's towards the top. There it is.
Yeah.
And they have.
I got him wrapped up.
Yeah, there's all kinds. Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah, it's cool. I like that companies do that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, shout out to Sony for putting Astrobot right up top. They understand what's hot right now.
Yeah. All right. Next one. The PlayStation Plus has added more games to the higher tiers. Forspoken is on there. Rabbids Party, Sonic Frontiers, Jurassic World Evolution 2. Let's see, W2C Generator Car, and then there's Forspoken. WRC Generations, and then Fist, Coffee Talk. Space for the Unbound, Fogs, Pipped, and then Premium, you get all the Sly games and Jack and Daxter. This one for VR2, Star Wars, Tales from the Galaxy's Edge. And this game, it looks
I don't remember if I played that one or not.
For your VR2, this game looks like amazing.
Yeah, I can't remember if I played.
There was a demo for it.
I played Vader Immortal, but I don't think I played, because this is the enhanced edition. This has been out. I don't think I played this though, so that may be something for me to jump into.
Mm-hmm. Because you start out in a bar or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think I played it.
Yeah, but I'm glad they're adding free games to the VR to keep on doing it.
So you know, I got my PSVR too, and I scrolled through everything. There's actually a ton of games for free on there, like that have been added through this that are still in the catalog.
I'm still debating if I'm going to get one before the sale goes away or not.
Yeah, better act quick.
Mm-hmm.
You only have till the end of the year, I think.
Or I thought it was like January 6th or something like that.
Like, yeah, it's something like that.
I'll see what gift cards I get for cash. So Indie Highlights is coming to PlayStation, and there's a good game on here. Bionic Bay in Kenobi. Shopping Ultimate Sheep Raccoon from Ultimate Chicken Horse.
Yeah.
And it looks like
Look how
you're,
good that looks.
yeah.
They're on bikes.
Yeah, I tried to find a trailer, like a little video of it. They don't have a video yet for it.
God, that's gonna be so good.
I know. I think that'll probably be someone's. I mean, you could play up to eight players.
Yeah, it's gonna be so good.
And it's just there's a donkey, the chicken, raccoon, and my sheep.
Yeah, it looks good.
So it's called Ultimate Sheep Raccoon.
Other one was Ultimate Chicken Horse. The previous. So this will be fun. I would love for all of us to jump back into there.
All right. You talked about earlier, the Astrobot Winter Wonder update came out. Did you play it all the way through? Do you still working on it?
Played it all the way through. So this one's a little different in that it's not really a level. It's like a almost an open area. So you see this screenshot here. For those that can't see, it's Astrobot flying in. This is the whole area, but it forces you to go like play through the whole area. Like you work your way through the area kind of multiple times in order to get the power ups to go to the next section. So it was really neat. It was a different way to approach it. It wasn't like a run through and start kind of level. It's like you work your way through this open area and then you eventually unlock the finish. It was very neat. Very well done. It took 40 minutes for me to do start to finish, and that was to get all the costumes, all the new Astrobots, and all the trophies. It was 40 minutes.
Now, do you wear, do you have like a specific costume you use when you play?
Yeah, so I had played through the whole game as Gold Astrobot as soon as I got it, and I also used the Gold Glider. But as soon as you start this level, it not to ruin it for people, but I mean you've seen the pictures everywhere. But you pop Santa outfit, and so I definitely had Astrobot dressed up as Santa, and I switched to the there's a holiday glider that I switched to so that he's like the total package. Just to fly back to the base and get everything checked out. So I'm using Yuletide for the glider and then the Santa outfit. There's a badass reindeer one too that looks good.
Now I want to ruin it. There's up in this corner right here, but there's a package looks like you have to, I guess you have to hit that and get that.
So you have to get all those gold packages. You can see them scattered about
And
on the ground
then up
too.
on the looks like there's something way up here on the star of the tree.
Yeah. But you see right in front of you where you land here, there's a gold package. There's right behind the bell.
Yeah, right
Yeah,
there.
there's one to the left. There's one to the right. Yeah, you have to get all those. Those are all different, either costumes or bots.
Nice.
It was very well done. It was very good. It did not feel like an afterthought or something they just whipped out to have something. It really felt like they've been working on it, and it was very good.
It, would you have paid for it because it was free
Yes. Like $2.99.
to
You
play
know,
it?
you can't charge a lot for this, but like $2.99, I would have paid in a heartbeat. Honestly, they could crank these out for every holiday, and I'd pay $2.99 for all of them. Like if there's a New Year's one and there's a Valentine's one, you know, there's so much content they can still work with. You know, they don't want to cannibalize the idea that they could do the next Astrobot though. So they probably have to walk this line of supporting it long enough, but not turning this into like a platform where they can never release another game.
Now, would you want to see a full-on multi, like a huge multiplayer Astrobot with like four players, eight players?
You know, I don't know. They could do a situation like they did with Little Big Planet where the whole game could be playable with other people. You know, they could do a situation like that, but I really think they have the formula correct, and I don't think I would do anything different. Now, if they wanted to spin off and do a party game with Astrobot, I think that's fine. But I would leave this Astrobot as it is.
So we the PlayStation wrap-up came up. So Patman sent us the thing. We all had our numbers come up. Were you surprised at anybody's, or were you
Not
surprised at, were you
really.
surprised at yours or anything like that?
No, I knew I hadn't played very much this year, and I knew that I have over 300 hours on the Xbox. So, you know, those hours had to come from somewhere. I don't play any more than I did before, so those hours were taken from PlayStation. So, no, not really. you know, to me, it was the wrap up is always interesting because I feel like it's hard to remember what you did in January of last year. But there were no surprises on mine, and I really wasn't surprised on anybody else's. Howard's son plays his, so his is completely void. It's hard to know what he did this year because, you know, his hours are all jacked up. And then, you know, I know Pat Mann's on all the time. The games I see him playing all the time are what's in his top five. So not really. I mean, it's kind of what I expected.
Yeah, mine was weird because games played, it said 89. I know I didn't play 89 games, but then I started thinking about it after a couple days after. I think it's the PlayStation Stars.
Yeah, it's when you boot it up to get a trophy.
Yeah, yeah.
Or to get an achievement. Yeah, it for sure counts that.
But then the hours played, 916. That's because we've been in the 1400s before.
Yeah.
Which I didn't play as much as I thought. Which I had fun. Of course, I knew that Fallout 76 was going to be my number one. And I guess you thought Ghost of Tsushima was going to be my number one.
You played it a lot.
96 hours.
You did. But you didn't play it the whole year like you did Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I played some Steam Deck this year, I played some PlayStation, I played some very little Switch, and then I played a lot of Xbox. It's like, because I didn't play any more time, you know, I was robbing from one to pay the other. So,
yeah.
This year was one of those years where when I saw my PlayStation time, I'm like, oh, I didn't play at all. But then I look at my Xbox time and I'm like, that's about where I was last year, yeah. Honestly.
Yeah, you said Steam Deck and then the Quest. The VR. You played a lot of VR.
And, you know, I think last year I had less than 500 total hours last year as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you add everything together, I probably have a little bit more time this year, but it's definitely more spread out.
Right. The Nintendo, I mean, you went a while playing the Nintendo Championship.
Yep. That was fun. You never really played that, did you?
No, I stopped. Got into it a little bit, then stopped. I need to get back on it. After I came back from vacation, I pretty much stopped. All right. The next thing in news is where I'm a huge fan of controllers. There's a new limited edition Helldivers controller coming.
Yeah, I saw this is coming. It feels a little late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're pairing it with the, you know, clearly Sony didn't know what they had out of Helldivers because they didn't seem to have anything ready. This DLC has taken a very long time.
Yeah.
You know, but I get it. They had to take a little time to break the balancing and then try to fix it. The controller is cool.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably get it to add. Well, I will get it to add it to my controller collection. So I'm only one down. I don't have one.
Spend the money.
Yep. All right. Next news up. Apple is reportedly working with Sony to bring the PlayStation VR controllers, the Vision Pro.
That's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Vision Pro is super expensive, so I don't know how fun that is. I've heard nothing but great things, but I don't have a spare $3,500 laying around.
Right, but the idea to be able to play, to use your PlayStation controllers to...
It's cool. It's also cool to see those two companies working together.
Yeah. Because you're probably the only two that really are pushing the VR. This is a MetaQuest VR, that if you're looking at that video.
Yeah.
Next one.
It does say that it already works with other controllers, but it is not currently functional with PSVR 2s.
Controller. And next one, Power World, the game with the Nintendo lawsuit, has decided to remove the Pokeball summoning from their game. So you can't throw the Pokeball to summon your creature in Power World.
How do you do it?
Let me call a battle by aiming and throwing a ball. Instead, you simply appear alongside a player when something. So just be sitting beside you.
It just pops beside you when you select it. Yeah. I mean, I get it. That's very Pokemon, so I get it, but it's also weird.
Yeah, I guess like Final Fantasy used to do back in the day. I guess this is slowly changing little things to go away from the Nintendo lawsuit. All right, last one. The last bit of news I have is we were talking about earlier, the Lego. There's another game with the Lego Fortnite called Brick Life. It's basically an open world GTA style in Lego Fortnite.
Does it have multiplayer?
It does have multiplayer.
I could get behind this. Yeah, gather your friends.
Yep. You start your dream job. You can do an actual job, your dream home. you can collect moves.
Are you excited about this?
I'm hoping they can finally get one just right.
Yeah.
We'll see. Because I did like Lego City Undercover.
Lego City Undercover was awesome.
Yeah, I really like that. And then they even put it on the Lego website, describing what the game is, which I thought was pretty good.
It looks cool. Yeah, it looks neat.
And that's all news-wise I had.
That's all I have.
The next episode will be our Christmas episode.
Oh, the holiday episode.
Mm-hmm.
Guess it'll hit on the 22nd?
Yeah.
So it'll be up on Christmas. We'll be up on Saint Nick.
I know.
Yep.
Rocking and rolling. But that's all I had for today.
Me too.
All right, short one for y'all. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can contact me on the socials at @HoeEffinShow or @Game_Stitch on the X. That was episode 618. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.